emergency exit, bro.
Yeah.
And feel you would be unable or unwilling to perform the duties listed on the safety card, please ask a flight attendant to reseat you.
It's a lot of responsibility.
Want to switch seats?
No, I'm not sure I'm the man for that particular job.
An exit door procedure at 30,000 feet.
Mm-hmm.
The illusion of safety.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know why they put oxygen masks on planes?
So you can breathe.
Oxygen gets you high. In a catastrophic emergency, you're taking giant panic breaths. Suddenly you become euphoric, docile. You accept your fate. It's all right here. Emergency water landing 600 miles an hour. Blank faces, calm as Hindu cows.
Rhyme.
Entries in.
Suffer from anxiety. Feel like the whole world right in your hands, but you don't know what to do with it. Yeah.
I lay in bed, then I start to overthink. I'm trying to clear my mind, but it seems I'm on the brink of losing all I got, cause my illness kicked
looking in. I'm hoping for the best, but can't ever seem to win. You ever get the feeling that nobody ever cares? You ever sit and wonder what your purpose to be here? As I stare at my reflection, I don't like what I become. I'm at war inside my head, all this hurt has got me numb. I worry way too much, now my heart is racing fast. I can't seem to concentrate, always stressing to the max. My palms are looking sweaty, I pretend that I'm okay. And then I walk outside the door, fake a smile and turn away. My body gets the shakes, I'm confused and unaware. Do they love me, do they hate me? I've been living in my fear.
Episode 206, coming at ya, anxiety attack.
What? What the fuck? Whoa, oh shit, I'm sorry. I was tripping out there, I'm a little anxious right now because, you know, I'm fucking on it.
Oh, yeah.
Goddamn fucking house. It's right now. It's fucking March 57. Did you know that? What the fuck? What is going on right now? Okay. I mean, fucking people are dying and shit. Like, this shit's fucked up. Okay. I mean, and this right now is why you don't do cocaine, people.
I've only had one panic attack in my entire life. Have you ever had one? It's freaking gnarly, dude.
I have had a panic attack. I had one in a mosh pit, oddly, at like kind of one of the least punk shows ever, but at 311 of all things.
You were just getting crushed.
Absolutely. Just getting completely crushed.
Yeah, I've been there. I don't remember it. It was like a long time ago.
And Matador, we've been in plenty of pits together. Like, you know, I can get some elbow room if I want it, right? Like, and bottom line was, I couldn't even get my arms out of my sides. Like, I was getting compressed into myself. And, like, never before in my life have I been so close at such a small venue and been like, fuck this, and turned around and walked to the back of the venue, went and got a water or a soda. I don't even remember. I'm in Las Vegas. What the fuck? I bought a water or a soda? Like, how fucking crazy was that shit? Like,
yeah, that is. I was at a Green Day Weezer Warped Tour one time, and I was getting crushed. But I, like, got out of it. I just fought my way out of it. But then did the same thing you did and get the fuck out. Never went back in. What? I had a girl with me. Yeah, I'm trying to remember who, but yes.
Yeah, you were at fucking Green Day Weezer. Of course you had a girl with you.
Yeah. Of course I, like, carried her out of there and then, like, stayed to the fringe the rest of the show. You're, like, right dead center at the beginning, you know? Anyway.
Was it like a Warped Tour or something?
Yeah, Warped Tour. Oh, I have the poster right here in this man cave somewhere. Shit. I think it was 03 or 02. I don't know. Anywho, I will say this. I had another panic attack experience. This guy vented a bunch of ammonia at the plant and I just inhaled the fuck out of it and almost passed out. And I was like freaking out for like the next 2 hours and went home with like ammonia weirdness and was like, I can't work for the rest of the day. I'm so fucked up.
I don't know if I'd equate that to a panic. As I would say, you were fucking poisoned.
No, I know, and they say, like, you feel like you'll throw up, and then, like, I was almost puking. Yeah, I know, it was like, that's true. That's the worst one I've ever had, was that, only that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
Anyway, anxiety
that's
sucks.
That's pretty bad.
I feel bad for the old anxiety
like,
people.
And, you know, earlier I was talking about, like, you know, I've never felt more free than now that we're on lockdown, which is kind of weird to a lot of people, but I equate a lot of that to anxiety. Like, I can tell you that every single day I could wake up with the most positive mental attitude, right? And say, like, today is going to be a great day. Today I'm going to do awesome things. I'm going to help people. I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be everything that I can be to be the best person I can be today and have these really good, positive, happy thoughts. And the moment that I pull into that parking lot and I go to swipe my badge at that door, the swell of anxiety overcomes me. And I know that I no longer have control and I no longer have the ability to take charge of what's going to happen next because I'm just subject to the things that come at me. and it gives me this overwhelming anxiety and stress and makes me a person that I'm not normally in. And I think that that's really what anxiety can do to somebody, is like shift or change the way that you even perceive yourself. Like, you could start your day off with this happy, positive, go lucky, fucking bullshit hippie, you know, I slept under a crystal vibe. But when that stressor or that thing that gives you, that sparks that anxiety within you happens, there's no turning it off, right? And it just continues to swell inside of you. It's not something that you can like share or talk about with other people because you feel embarrassed by it, and then you feel like, what else can you do, right? I don't know if you've ever felt that way.
Oh yeah, absolutely. But it's funny, like, I've had some weird work shit, and then like I just become like a asshole bitch about I hate the drama at work, though. That's the one thing that makes me anxious. But, you know, I control, like, I manage two guys. I'm in charge of my shift. I fucking get all, you know, alpha male, if you want, or whatever you want to call it. And kind of a dick. I don't know what to say, but to avoid exactly what you're talking about.
Right. You use it as, like, a defense mechanism to shut
exactly.
them down.
Exactly, to shut down any drama whatsoever.
Right.
I want it to go as smooth as possible. I want to, like, watch movies. I want to chill. I'm there for days. But, like, if you don't get your shit done, I'm going to be a complete dick face to you. It sucks, man. I hate it. It's, like, the opposite of my personality. You know me. You know me. Like, I don't want to do that.
Exactly, and that's what I was going to say. It's like, you know, it's not the same thing when you get home. It's totally the opposite sometimes, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, no, but then you carry it with you home, and then you're like...
You're the ones that's slacking and not doing this or that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, but being, you know, my wife is also a manager, and, like, you know, a long time ago, I'm like, if you try to manage me, like, this will never work, dude. You can't manage me ever again. You're not my boss at all. Even though she kind of is, you know. But I always say, like, you know, because then I try to manage certain situations. And all right, we're going to play some music now. We're rambling. Here it comes. Anxiety Attack.
Does this rhyme?
Seven and a half minutes.
I don't know.
Seven and a half minutes.
Rhyme and fucking...
anxiety.
Take away my anxious heart.
Could, you know I would take it back. blankets on, trying to breathe. And I just focus on trying to breathe. Feels like I'm having a heart attack. I've done too much of what I shouldn't have done. If I could, you know I would take it back.
Sometimes I stare at the wall. In the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a gun just in case of a brawl. I can block them all, shoot them up till them fall. Yeah. Something really fucked up going on inside of me. Can't believe that hold it got on me. It gotta be
temporary, cause the shit I feel is very scary. I think little pills is necessary, cause I can't tell what I am anymore. An animal, I am a devil. Be a man and take a stand in the wheel.
Do something about it.
Cause often I'm thinking about off of me, nailing to the coffin, but hell is gonna be costing me. Cause of the crazy, crazy world and this crazy girl that I made this way I'm gonna stay.
In limbo, limbo now, hello, can you go?
Paranoid, sleeping with my gun, now I think you know it's
anxiety.
It freaks me out.
It's driving me.
It creeps me out.
Inside of me.
Can you pick me out?
I'm going, going.
Have a little chat.
Every single day it breaks me to pieces. I taste their defeat at the feet of my demons. I'm such a fucking waste of achievement. I should put this trigger to my brain and just squeeze it. Cause Lord, I know I ain't been no saint. But tell me what I did to deserve this pain. Tell me what I did to deserve this hurt. When all I ever did was put everybody first.
And how does that make you feel?
These days, I just don't feel shit. I don't feel a thing at all. I don't feel like I exist. That's why I need my fix. So I can just feel something. How do you describe the word empty? Try to describe the word nothing. Wait, fuck that. Use my name as the definition. Write it on my forehead. Defective out of commission. I'm sick of it. Losing myself, I'm sick of it. Check my fingerprints. You'll see how little the percentages.
I'm giving it my all. still feel pain with the pain pills. Now those same pills don't work. If I don't get a couple perks, I'm about to go berserk. I swear to God, nobody can fix the shit, not even the church. Now tell me, what good would a pastor do? Except be mad at you, then tell you that you've sinned a bunch of times, but I've forgiven you. You know they won't admit it, and God himself has forbid it, but it's probably still just half of all the shit the priest committed.
And how does that make
ask me one more time, how the fuck I feel? I'ma fucking lose my mind. Step aside, I need the pill. Step aside, I need the Xanny. Step aside, I need the Vicodin, and I'll be on my way, so I can just get back my life again. You do not give a shit, stop pretending, stop lying, cause to you I'm just a check, bitch, just a dollar sign. Another vacay with the kids, hubby couldn't be prouder, and all you had to do was ask me how I feel for an hour. See, that's the problem with pretentious technicalities. You preach insanity and then expect my weekly salary. So tell me who's the crazy person now, bitch, and yet you think you qualified to treat me.
I've given it my all. I've given it my all and so much more. But everybody's still walking out that door. I've given it my all.
Man, I came up a long way. Just a young Jersey nigga. Bullet in my temper. Afraid I might pull this trigger. It's fucking anxiety. Fucking anxiety. My demons are calling and saying that they want whatever's inside of me. I'ma give it to them. I'ma give them all of it.
Used to be a smooth operator.
Now it's the opposite. Anxiety. Oh, big time. Anxiety. Yeah. I feel it swimming through my veins. I'm afraid I might get the blade. Make a slit and let the blood spill out. Anxiety.
Episode 206 coming at ya, Anxiety Attack. guy smoking a cig. He can't get his vape supplies.
I'm doing anxiety. What do you want me to do? You know, it's a fucking nervous fuck over here, man. Like, someone's gonna fucking touch me, and I'm gonna fucking freak out. And
I'm just scared of germs at this point. You know, get your germy
you
face
know
away.
Is that like our resident?
you mean
he's like he's like. Apparently a huge fucking germaphobe.
But oh, yeah, the Trumpy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Twiddly Trump. But, like, here's the thing. The reason why he knows he won't get corona is because if you blast the body with high amounts of UV light...
No, we've said that, like, four episodes or three, two.
No, I know. But
get
like,
over it.
This orange motherfucker spends half his time in a, like, skin tan.
Tanning salon.
Yeah, so just, he's like, yeah, I gotta kill that corona. Go get a tan.
Sad state of affairs we're living in right now. That's all I gotta say. Fucking sucks, man. I am stoked I got to hang out with my friends for the first time in 2 months. And it was funny, like, my buddy was telling a story of how they moved. So we hang out in the shed all the time. We party in the shed, and it's like the most germ fucking men breathing into their mouths. If you thought about it, you know, like now you would think about it because of COVID. So they brought the dartboard. We play darts in there constantly, like the cork board, you know, it's like this super badass one. He brought it outside.
Crystal board.
And him and his buddy started arm wrestling, and then he, like, never sanitized his hands that night, and, like, he freaked out in the morning. Because he could get it from his, like, one of his best friends of all time. Yeah! Sweet living these days. What the fuck?
So he had an anxiety attack about it?
Exactly. And then he felt horrible for thinking that our friend Bean was this dirty fuck that, like, never washes his hands, and which I could think that too, you know.
Yeah, when you have a friend named Bean,
you met him before. It's just funny, man.
Man, you know, I mean, like, without context, you know, you'd be like, hey, I got a friend named Bean. The automatic assumption would be like, oh, I didn't realize that you fed the homeless.
Anyway, we're here. Anxiety attack. Anxiety sucks, man. I hate the anxiety.
Yeah,
I feel bad for people that have mental disorders like bipolar and all that shit. Definitely anxious and fucked up without the pills.
Yeah. It's crazy how, like I was saying, like people that, like myself, that normally have in life a very minimal anxiety. Don't really like too concerned. I go down and go pick up my beer from the local place. Like, I got my mask, I got my gloves. I feel like I'm good. Like,
I'm only wearing that shit basically to appease the place. And I, you know, depending on where it is.
I don't know. I gotta say, like, I do like the meme that's been going around recently about pants as an equal, right? To like make a parallel. So, if you're not wearing pants, and I'm wearing pants, and you pee on me, I don't get as much pee on me, but I do get wet, right? But if you're wearing pants, and I'm wearing pants, I probably am not going to get wet.
Sponsored by PBS.
So, if you wear a mask, I wear a mask.
Was this sponsored by Elmo?
Neither one of us are probably going to fucking, you know.
Elmo and Oscar the Grouch were just wearing pants.
There was another thing I was sharing around the interwebs today. I'll share it on the Rhyme and Treason page for everybody when this show comes out. Apparently, there's a company that's been working on a device for wearing at a concert that ensures social distancing measures. So essentially, it's like the hood system that goes over the top of you, covers your head, neck, and shoulders all the way down to your arms and hands, right? So it's basically only your upper torso that's covered. And inside of it has like a gas mask type feature with two canisters. And one canister has like an alcohol, right? With like a little fucking tube that you can drink from it on. And then the other one has like a vape that's either weed or tobacco that you can change out to fucking vape inside of this fucking thing, right? So that they're like, hey man, you can still go to concerts and get fucked. I was like, bro, I'm gonna fucking puke inside of that thing.
Dude, if you try to wear like in the store where you're just like jamming through the store to get out and you're like, oh, I can't breathe. Oh, my face. And I just like look like a thug, man. That's just ready to fight. Like, oh, God. What the hell happened to us? All right. Here it comes. More music. This is the anxiety attack. Yeah, well, I'm definitely anxious about going to my buddy's house right now. Kind of. We're going to try to walk back.
So, like,
from Chico State, basically.
So you're going there for a barbecue, you said, right?
But okay. I hope, I'm going to have to pee in their backyard, obviously. I don't want to enter the domicile. Unauthorized. Well,
I mean, the good news is the food is cooked, so that probably helps.
Oh, yeah. But I just, this is funny. Like, they live on this super rad, like, there's Mansion Avenue, and then there's some other...
So, oh, I'm sorry. Like, so do you have, like, because of your work or anything, like, a ton of hand sanitizer or...
Oh, yeah. I was going to bring that up earlier. So, one of the wineries in... that sounded good. One of the wineries, I believe it's in, like... I'm not sure where. Sutter County started making hand sanitizer, and we have, like, 20 things of it, and it looks just like a, you know... badass craft beer from the brewery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and it's super, you know, smells like alcohol.
Nice. So you gotta bring that shit with you.
Oh, yeah.
And just, like, use it before and after you eat, and, you know, whatever.
I don't think I'm going to.
Speaking of anxiety attacks, like, if you want to give yourself an anxiety attack, there's an old Mythbusters episode where one of the guys, I think it was, I don't know, the guy with the glasses, whatever, fucking, puts on this, like, synthetic fluid or powder on his body that represents what would be a germ, something like COVID, right? And invites, like, everybody from the show to sit down at a dinner table. And they exchange food and glassware and everything like that. And at the end of the episode, he, like, turns on the UV light that shows,
you
like,
showed me a dinner party. Yeah, bro, so I don't want to enter their house, man.
So hardcore. And then, of course, like, the foxy redhead chick is, like, a germaphobe.
Oh,
she had, like, almost nothing. Had, like, almost nothing on her.
Except the old herp is what I read.
Little sticky.
Yeah, little herp. Anyway, here it comes, more music. Thanks for listening, episode 206.
Chauvinist of us.
Anxiety attack.
# me too, and treason.
Well, it's the high anxiety, the victim of society. High anxiety, the victim of society. High anxiety, my... It's my high anxiety, get into the best of me. Sometimes I feel like I'm gonna explode. When I'm approaching total overload, I know that when I'm having a panic attack, to duck and cover, cause I can feel it coming. It's a high anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, my... It's my high anxiety, get into the best of me. This time I feel like I'm gonna die. Sweat, the fear is paralyzing. You know, I wish that this was over and done. Hot pounds, I can feel it escalating. It's a high anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, a victim of society. High anxiety, my... It's my high anxiety, get into the best of me.
closure. I feel this could go on and on without end. I guess I'll just have to write it out, cause it's a high anxiety,
a victim of society.
High anxiety,
a victim of society.
High anxiety, my,
it's my high anxiety getting to the best of me.
It's a high anxiety,
a victim of society.
High anxiety,
a victim of society.
High anxiety, my,
feel so blunt, the mercury chop, it fell apart and then I turned and stopped to say.
At some point we gotta talk, I'd rather save it for later. I feel like I need another, I'm afraid I won't wake up, anxiety killing me. Now I'm not afraid to wake up, yeah, I know we gotta talk. I'd rather save it for later. At some point we gotta talk, I'd rather save it for later. I feel like I need another, I'm afraid I won't wake up, anxiety killing me. Now I'm not afraid to wake up, yeah, I know we gotta talk. I'd rather save it for later. Because I'm feeling down, yeah. All up in my head, baby, I ain't feeling so down, yeah. Thought this shit was fake, but now I know what you're about, yeah, ay. I don't even wanna talk right now, yeah. I'm alone, when I feel this shit, girl, I'ma call on your phone. Late at night, I wanna talk so I don't feel alone. Losing track of time, I don't know, I don't know. When I roll around, I think I wanna go back in time. Back when I felt fine, I just need one more try. Baby, you're on my mind. At some point we gotta talk, I'd rather save it for later. I feel like I need another, I'm afraid I won't wake up, anxiety killing me. Now I'm not afraid to wake up, yeah, I know we gotta talk. I'd rather save it for later. At some point we gotta talk, I'd rather save it for later. I feel like I need another, I'm afraid I won't wake up, anxiety killing me. Now I'm not afraid to wake up, yeah, I know we gotta talk. I'd rather save it for later. Got this pressure in my chest, let me call you up, but I need to feel right now. Fine when I get faded, but start tripping when I'm coming down. Sick of feeling sick from all this shit, so baby, hear me out. Trapped inside my mind and I'ma write till it starts setting south. Something, take this pain away, somebody. I can feel the pain till the morning. I don't know myself, no more, it haunts me. But it's getting late and I'm all alone. Why you asking much? I just need some peace of mind. I've been feeling lost, the way out I can't find. And it got me heavy breathing, praying for sleep, yeah, falling off the deep end. I wanna go back in time, back when I felt fine. I just need one more try. Baby, you're on my mind. At some point we gotta talk, I'd rather save it for later. I feel like I need another, I'm afraid I won't wake up, anxiety killing me. Now I'm not afraid to wake up, yeah, I know we gotta talk. I'd rather save it for later. At some point we gotta talk, I'd rather save it for later. I feel like I need another, I'm afraid I won't wake up, anxiety killing me. Now I'm not afraid to wake up, yeah, I know we gotta talk. I'd rather save it for later.
Oh, life could be a dream if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hoping we'll meet again.
Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you. Life could be a dream, sweetheart. Now every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, baby.
Episode 206, closing out the show, Rhyme and Treason Radio. Here it comes.
Anxiety attack.
The anxiety attack.
Oh my God, it's coming. It's coming. It's coming. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? It's coming off.
DJ Gower is pretty anxious about getting more beer, which happened to me earlier, where I purchased 6 pale ales, thinking I was getting the original label, but instead got the regular label from like super long ago. Have you seen the original label?
Yeah. DJ Matador got some guest appearances there.
From the dogs? You could hear them? Of course.
Yeah.
Those bitches. Anyway, we're here bringing it to you, anxiety attack, to help you don't get an anxiety attack over the COVID bullshit.
You know, it's funny because speaking of anxiety attacks and all that shit, like, I had been holding on to something somewhat special that I was trying to, you know, save for a good time. And I was thinking about maybe the next time that I saw you that we were going to record, that we could partake in this fun little experiment known as microdosing of psilocybin. AKA mushrooms. So the microdose is something that I've dabbled with a few times here and there, and it's really kind of fucking cool, because if you've ever taken enough to go really far, like on mushrooms or something, you'll know that you get to a point where you feel like there's no return, there's no coming back, like, and you have to just kind of come to accept the reality or alternate reality that's been created and come to terms with it. Whereas when you microdose, it just simply pushes the boundaries of the existing reality, allows you to get your toes kind of off the edge of the cliff and lean over and get that kind of vertigo feeling. And right when you feel like, oh shit, I might fall, you take a little step back, you calm back down, and you chill right the fuck out.
That's a fucked up drug, that's all I gotta say. Anywho, anxiety attack.
The FDA is looking at approving psilocybin
for
anxiety and mental disorders, so...
Which is crazy. Especially in
microdose application, so... I am an advocate for it. I'll say that right now on this podcast, just like fucking Joe Rogan. I'll say it. Fuck yeah, that shit's legit.
What are your thoughts about the amount of punk on the podcast? Is it too much? Just tell me. Quit it with the punk.
Personal opinion, yeah.
It's hard though, man. Especially when the anxiety attack is totally a punk driven. Like, there's going to be a million anxiety punk songs. Just like the other themes, usually like a ton of punk comes up.
Right. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but like the wife and I were talking about this today, right? Like, depth of knowledge of the music plays a factor, because there's a Queen song that just by its title would be so perfect for this quarantine, right? The title of the song is called I Think I'm Going Slightly Mad, right? Which would be like perfect song for like Shelter in Place or something.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Absolute shit fucking song.
No, like, I know. There were so many bad ones. And that's been the story the whole time. You have no idea that had the perfect title and suck.
Right. But there's a song that's like absolutely perfect that's called like Journey.
That you would never even know about.
Journey to the Unknown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's all about being at home alone by yourself. Like, you know, and so sometimes we rely too heavily on that search feature here.
Oh, yeah. But that's, what else are you supposed to do, man, without the knowledge? I mean,
200 plus episodes over a decade of service to you, the people.
Yeah, it's hard. And, it's hard, you know, man. And then, like,
but yeah, I get it though. Like, your question was like, is it too much punk? And here's the bottom line for me as someone that's not a primary punk listener. Sure, yeah, I'm gonna say yes, it's too much punk, right? Now, as from your perspective, as someone that is a primary punk rock listener, it's not, because there's so many variants of subgenres within that element that we play too. Like, we're playing ska, we're playing hardcore. You know, and with that said, I do like the fact that when I listen to it, I'm not listening to just this type of punk.
Oh yeah, for sure. But that's because it had like the song's called Anxiety by Bad Religion, which we will play because it's like the one I think of immediately. You know what I mean?
Of course. Anxiety.
So good.
It's perfect.
Yeah, it's like the perfect song.
When I was 12 years old, I thought they were saying Society.
Oh, yeah. Well, all right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. DJ Gower has got to get his ass to the store to buy more beer, which is hilarious.
Well, it's because I'm having a barbecue and having my sister-in-law over.
Yeah, I know. We're like, all right, if we just have like 4 people, we can handle it. Say there was 5. What a thrill. What a fucking joke.
Like, yeah, for us, it's been like,
We haven't had any parties, nothing, dude, for 2 months.
It's just like my wife's sister, her husband, and their kid.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yep.
And like, what's crazy is like, either she's like fucking Typhoid Mary or is like a superhuman. Which I'm gonna go with the latter because this bitch is like a badass. Like, she's played like world class soccer. She actually played a FIFA regulated soccer match on the summit of Mount
Kilimanjaro. Oh, nice.
With all women to raise awareness about equal pay within FIFA. So she's pretty much a badass. So I'm gonna go with that. But she went on a ski trip a week before the shelter in place lockdown happened in Idaho. Every single person that she was with got COVID and gave it to all of their significant others. She did not get it. Her significant other did not get it. Their child did not get it. Like, none of them got it.
They've all been tested?
Yeah.
Whoa. Now that's the way to go. Only hang out with the tested. Here we go. Anxiety.
Right? Attack. And that's the hardest part, right? Like, I mean, everyone wants to say, like, oh, well, only this many people have tested positive. Bitch, have you been tested? Because I know I haven't.
Yeah, there's no tests available, which is stupid.
Yeah, so fuck right off with your statistics and numbers because you have no idea of what it could possibly be because there's no way everyone in the population
this
is going to
be
tested.
This guy's having an anxiety attack.
Oh my God, it's all going to happen now.
Oh my God. All right, guys. Thanks for listening.
Right.
Now we're talking over each other, finally. Sorry, man.
It's about time.
I fucking hate that. It's like a pet peeve that I just keep doing over and over and over again. Fuck!
Yeah.
All right, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Here it comes. Episode 206, Anxiety Attack in the books.
Eat a banana and shove chlorine up your ass and treason
in your ass.
Bitch.
Society, anxiety, suppress it if you can. coronavirus can stir up all sorts of feelings, like fear, anxiety, or stress. A little stress can be helpful. It can be the motivator that keeps us self-isolating or washing our hands. But constant or high levels of stress can negatively affect our mental and physical health. Taking care of our minds is always important, but doing so in the middle of a pandemic can be really tricky. Here are some tips and techniques to help us all get through this.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.